All right, y'all. Welcome to the first episode of This Podcast Has a Table. My name's Tad. Here to my right, we have my buddy Jacob, my pal Dakota. How you fellas doing today?
Pretty good.
Doing good, man.
That's good. That's good. All right. So today we're going to jump right in. We are talking about internet influencers, the good, the bad, the ugly, the good, the bad. All of those things. So whenever you guys think of internet influencers, of the good and the bad and the ugly, which strikes you the most?
Ugly.
The ugly. the ugly side of society that we feel that we are so reliant on and so just invested in, whether we want to be or not. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, so I've done a little thinking about this. So we just had, probably by the time this is out, it'll be a couple weeks out. So we just had the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight. Got all hyped up. Everybody talking about it. You know, expectations high for whatever reason. I don't understand why. We all know it's just a fight for show. Jake Paul doesn't actually box real boxers, at least ones that are not in their prime. And if he does, he probably gets beaten half the time.
Probably.
But it's all about the show, gentlemen. Yeah. It's all about the show. Oh, it's all about the content.
He's a showboater.
I mean, look at all the people that watch the fight, you know, like
all the people that tried to watch the fight and was hit with the buffer screen as if they were trying to enter a porn site 10 years ago. Yeah. All right.
Like, come on, Netflix.
Yeah, come on, Netflix.
We got to do live events. We can do better than that, right?
Literally,
supposed to have some football on Christmas, I'm pretty sure. So, like, live.
Netflix is?
Yeah. So,
try. Is this what they got?
Man, they better have figured it out from this last time.
They've got a month to try and solve the problem. So, I think they'll be on it. Netflix is too much of a big company to hopefully not be able to solve
this. Well, they should have learned what's going on.
Yeah, but the only events we've seen so far from Netflix, though, has been, I don't know, somewhat like live comedy.
I think they've did some
specials
comedy stuff
and stuff like that. So they've got a little bit of leniency, the fact they've never had to try to host something that big. But still, not a good look. Not a good look for Mr. Paul and Mr. Tyson. So here's the thing. Is that when you have someone like an influencer such as a Jake Paul, Logan Paul, we'll start with them on this note. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's all about content.
It's the theater of it.
It goes back to even a saying from our soon-to-be president again, Donald Trump, all attention is good attention.
Oh, yeah.
100%. So is all attention really good attention, or is it just good for the bank?
If you're trying to make money, any attention is good attention.
That's
so
right.
So if you're okay with blowing off whatever bad stuff people's got to say about you, then
because at that point you're just getting all the consumers on board. You're just trying to feed them something, even if they don't like it.
Yep.
Like, it's true, and I've thought about this too, because it's almost like a it's a conundrum within a gosh, I'm going to sound like a freaking some kind of woke socialist when I say this. It's all part of the scheme of an ultra capitalist society and how the motions of it work. And that is that you have to have people all consumed so that way they're not paying attention to their actual needs, and so that way the capitalist class could keep getting richer.
I mean, there's a grand truth in everything, no matter what it is. Yeah. So
is this what you really wanted to talk about today? Is this
This is what I'm on, brother. This is what I'm on. I'm on the truth. I'm on real right now. All right. All right. I've got the dial set to real and true. So all if right. you're not ready for that,
you gotta tune
the door
in.
Is
Get
over
on the
there.
Frequency.
Hey, I'm sitting here. He's I'm sitting buckled here, in. He's ready. I'm strapped in.
That's right, man. Your seat's not launching back, so you're out of the camera shot. I'm proud of you. We're all here and locked in on this table and on this conversation.
Table is a big part.
Okay. So back to internet
He's
influencers. So would we agree that they are probably more on the side of society?
I don't think it always has to be that way. It's just the way that people give their attention to them. That's the part.
Well, it's the people, yeah. I mean, people are watching them.
I mean,
so obviously people have...
If the consumer didn't exist, they wouldn't have a job.
Exactly, yeah.
So,
well, the thing is that it's, again, the incentives at work here, because it seems the internet influencer in its natural habitat always revert to schemas, and schemas such as, ooh, new crypto. Look at my crypto coin. I will push on you, and ooh, then pull the rug out from under you, which doesn't seem like
a
very
a
good thing.
Big thing right now in conversation with some of the Mr. Beast stuff. They've got a lot of federal FBI investigation going on.
Yep. Yeah.
And I don't know anything about that.
I've seen a little bit of whether it's like them actually trying to get some kind of fraud or whether they were like duped themselves. Like, yeah. You know, who knows? But
some of it is both that too. But the fact is that influencers get held to a status by people that are like really invested in them, where they are seen as, I don't want to say experts of it, but people unfortunately trust them like they do celebrity. It's kind of falls in the same, you know, culture of our society, of this celebrity culture, where we're like, oh, well, they're rich and successful, so therefore they must know something. Yeah, maybe this is the thing they know. So therefore, let's jump on that.
They're rich and successful because you watch every video they
exactly.
make. Exactly. So, I mean, it's the consumer. I mean, it's the consumer that watches it. Like, so as long as people are watching their videos, I mean, that's the people. You know, like, the people are the people that are, like, financing.
Yeah, they are. And I agree with what you said earlier, too, though. It doesn't always have to be that way. There are definitely some influencers that have a better...
absolutely. And thank you guys for watching.
Thank you, guys. There are some influencers out there with some good heads on their shoulders that have adequate tables on their podcasts, and they do okay for themselves eventually.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It doesn't
you can put a meal on a table.
That's right. You can put a meal
on... Put anything on a table.
You can put anything on a table. If the table will hold. And...
that's the big part of it, if the table will hold.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of money in influencers that the table will not hold. Mr. Beast is a good example of this, and I have floated back and forth on Mr. Beast, who at first seems like, okay, genuine cat here, just going out here handing people money left and right. Is there a darker side to Mr. Beast?
Well, there's a lot going on that I've heard too with all that, because everything in the financial sphere, let's just start with that, with the investigations and everything. There's claims of inside trading and pump and dumps along with some of their stuff. Because a lot of different coins and whatnot, you know, if somebody gets in early, if you know that a lot of people are going to do it, you can just sell out.
I have heard that the giveaway prizes that they do on it is very misleading, especially for a... younger, impressionable audience that does not know better. This is something I also feel is a problem with the influencer world, where you have a, let's say, 14-year-old with an access to their parents, or in some cases, even weirdly, their own credit card. Don't get your kid a freaking credit card. Be better parent than that. To where they'll be like, oh, I was supposed to get this signed thing by Mr. Beast, or I was supposed to get this, and then it's like a fine print kind of thing. So, to me, it's again goes back to the incentive structure of influencers of how rich they actually want to be, and the fact is they get caught up in the money game. But what I want to know is, how essential is it in our entertainment culture? Because the influencer is just another segment of our pure entertainment culture and what drives America, it seems like. The influencer entertains. He is the one that gets the eyeballs that then allows the companies to advertise. The
leader of the circus.
Of the circus that then points you to the things that you will buy, whether it's their own or something else that is promoting through them, which then creates
jobs.
You know,
you need peanuts while you're watching, you know?
Well, that's the thing. The argument is, well, that allows the companies to advertise, which then creates jobs, which then creates money in these own people's homes, and the cycle continues. Is this cycle meant to be broken, or is just the cycle need to be improved of how we consume it with a better moral lens? Is that more on the right note?
I think, again, like I said earlier, it's on the people like that are watching all these videos, and like you're paying tickets to the circus, if you want to use that example. You know what I'm saying?
Some accountability on the viewers, correct?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, man, I'm right there with you. I'm also, unfortunately, a viewer of some bad influencer content.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think we all like watching interesting things, you know. So
I mean, we watch the fight.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We watch the fight.
I don't even care about that.
And even new, it would be a shit show to some degree. I agree with that. It's crazy how we can't break the spell of the spectacle, though. Even though you're aware of it. No. Listen to what I'm saying. You're aware of it.
Yeah.
But you still do it.
Well.
Definition of insanity, right?
Still doing it. Okay, so...
Right? We watched the fight.
We did watch the fight because the reason, at least on my part, is because I wanted him to at least have some reckoning some sort of engagement with that ego that he's performing.
Right, but in that, you also knew that by watching the fight, you were still engaging in the same behavior that drives what it is, because that's all they want. They want viewers.
Yeah, probably because you watch the fight, they're going to have another fight.
Yeah.
You know, so that's...
He's definitely going to have another fight, and it's going to drive hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars.
That's the first time
and drive tens of millions of dollars in his pocket. I agree. So I've watched three, what I would call, well, not even quite celebrity. You could argue the Mayweather McGregor fight.
That was a little bit more real.
That one was a little more real, but still kind of on the celebrity side because McGregor's not a boxer.
Yeah, now, but at least they were like fighting like
yes
competitors. Like and, he wanted to win. Like,
and Mayweather Pacquiao.
Yeah.
A little bit more on the line there. Those you can argue is a little bit better. But still, on all three of these fights, it never. The fights before it were better.
They outshined. They were actually things.
Yeah, the ladies that fought, I'm forgetting on their names, and then...
Probably the best woman's fight boxing there's ever been.
The Hispanic gentleman that fought was a very respectable fight. Loved watching that one. Much better fights. Those cats probably got paid a couple $100,000 maybe for that fight, while then your main card is just, this is the show.
What was it, like 60 and 20 million, something like that?
I think it was... Taylor, correct me, was it 40 and 20 okay. million? We've got 40 million for Mr. Paul, and we've got 20 million for Mr. Tyson. Now, again, to me, and after the fight, it speaks to it. Let's talk about this in the celebrity culture side of this, and then we'll get more back to the influencer. Because it all is kind of one and the same. Because now if you're a celebrity, you fall into influencer to a certain degree. You're towing your side business as internet influencer, unless you're like someone from, let's say, you may not know this, but from like the NBA. Like, I wouldn't say Nikola Jokic is an internet influencer.
No, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. Play basketball.
That's why I like him so much. Oh my gosh. Love that dude.
He just wants to go out there and win basketball games.
He just wants to go out there and win basketball games, go back to his Eastern European country that was once under the thumb of the Soviet Union and just ride his horses.
Yeah, he just wants to play with horses when he's not playing basketball.
Great man. Anyway, but the pressure of the celebrity culture and the game itself, that's why you see even someone like Mike Tyson is going to say after this fight is like, I respect you, Jake Paul. All respect to you and your family. And I'm sure they've got some good qualities and, you know, got some good family values that maybe we don't know about, because who knows? We're on the outside looking in a little bit. But in that inner circle, in that club that you just aren't in, they know that the whole name of the game is attention.
Yeah, and I also thought about that myself, and I thought that if I was in the same position, who's to say that I would not also do that? Because it's just, you're playing it. You've got everybody's attention. Why would you not grab that? What is it worth? You just secured yourself some wealth for what? Nothing. You didn't have to do anything.
Not that much. Take a couple hits.
Not very much, man. Now, for Mike, it might have been a little bit more. That is an elderly gentleman out there trying to get the fucking knees back working.
Yeah, I think he just didn't want to go down. I think there at the end, he was biting that glove. He was just hoping. He was like, I'm not going to get knocked down.
Yeah, and I don't – we talked about this earlier. I don't think it was staged. I think it was just understood. That makes more sense.
I don't want to go so derogatory to say it was staged, but it did not look good. So it did not look good at all. And if you're going to say it's staged, I see that point of view for sure.
Have you heard of the, I don't know if it's true or not, but saying that the contract, you had to do certain things to lead up to it. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about the contract, but I've heard it all over the internet that you had to do certain things to be able to get the $20 million back. Like, he had to make it all the way to the end, basically, to be able to secure that. And he couldn't knock out Jake Paul in the first round without it. So, like, you know,
there's
going
to be stipulations to a celebrity fight like this that make sure that it's going to go the distance, to make sure that even though the viewers will complain about it, that they still can't say, well, you didn't get your money's worth. They went the whole 8 rounds. They had some good blows thrown on each other. What are you complaining about? And the complaint comes back to this simply, and I think there is starting to be a wake-up call to this, both positively and negative. There is an authenticity crisis of just real out there that everyone's trying to grasp onto, and anytime I feel like we see something in celebrity culture, we project what we want as our real and authenticity, and it's always sold short because it's packaged in something that just isn't real and authentic, I should
say. Yeah, no, I agree with that a lot. Everybody's disillusioned to reality. Everybody's kind of trying to grab a hold of whatever they can. They're not grounded. Everything is a lie, and they're trying to figure out what is actually real. And that's a big thing to be able to grab a hold of, because, like, and people look to celebrities and these people that they worship and whatever as, like, some sort of thing to grab a hold of. Maybe they'll tell them the truth. No. The truth is, like, they're just trying to do what they can to get what they can.
Yeah.
It's all about money, man.
Yeah.
That's everything. You look at everything. It goes back to money.
Will we ever change that? Will we change that culture?
We need to get rid of money.
I think you can do it without getting rid of money.
I don't think so.
I think it's possible, but it's called revelation.
I agree with that. Yeah. Does it? I guess, would you all say it starts bottom up before top down, or does it have to be a mixture of both?
Bottom up is what supplies top down. Pyramid don't get built if there ain't nobody to build the pyramid.
It's true.
People are easily influenced.
It's
true.
Well, it's because they want to be. They want somebody to lead their life for them.
That's very true. I think it just goes back to our base human nature. It's all of that we have not individually, for so many people in the world, and especially in American culture, we're talking 330 million people, have never reckoned with of we want our deity.
Well, yeah.
We want our thing to look up to.
The human being.
Apparently, we're not enough for ourselves.
Is like... And, you know, you might disagree with me, but it needs a god of some sort.
I don't disagree with that.
It has a god hole in our being. And whatever it is, sometimes we make a lot of bad gods, and we put in those spots to be something that isn't.
Well, people try to find purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, anything that feels like, hey, this is my purpose in life, that's going to be fulfilling.
And I think it fills two holes on that. I think it fills the purpose hole, and I think it also distracts from the purpose hole. It's weirdly, I think...
It draws your attention away.
Exactly.
Because if you're aware of the void in you, then you want to do something different about it.
But if I don't have to focus on it,
yeah,
then I'm also equally as
likely. Then you're
to fall
at least getting
this
around some other way. You're getting around to the next moment you can have your orgasm, whatever it may be. There's a lot of ways to have orgasm, you know what I mean?
People have got very famous on the internet for orgasms.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
Speaking of our next influencer.
Yeah. Yeah. The Kardashians.
Yeah.
A good example of... Good segue.
It is a good segue.
Good segue.
Right into it.
As a cut scene from Parks and Rec would say, that's a good comeback story.
Oh, shut up.
I won't take credit for that.
Oh, man.
Gross. What do you know about that, Jacob?
About what? Comeback stories
anything,
or Kardashians?
Anything he said.
Don't want to get too deep into my personal life, you know what I'm
saying? I understand that.
What's his name?
Oh, <man. laughs> I thought I was the guy.
Yeah.
Okay, no.
We'll talk about it later.
Kardashians are they're definitely influencers. If you want to say that.
They're the horde of whoredom that comes from the Kardashian and the just faux just it's so fake.
Yeah, I feel like it's
it just kills me.
A lot of women. And I, you know, I'm speaking for women, I guess, so this might not be good, but a lot of women feel
get
like
the pitchforks.
Like, hey, I wanna...
I will help you ride this battle, women.
No, like, it's okay. Attack Jacob. Hey, we are not talking about Taylor Swift. Y'all calm down. All right? Not this episode.
I feel like women think, you know, hey, I want to look like her, or I want to look like, you know, them.
Well, yeah, they create these standards that aren't even real.
Yeah, so it's like, wait, I guess I got to follow everything that they do, and eventually I will look like them.
Everything
or
they
be
sell
as famous as them
is based off of an insecurity. Yeah. Everything.
Dudes do the same thing.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
They do 100%.
We just do a different
thing.
Insecurity.
Just, yeah, just with the Kardashians, that's just, you know,
you're
more
right.
Women.
No,
yeah.
It is more women. It's just this.
Women
faux...
make way more money with that aspect of things, though, with the makeup game and everything. That's why, what's his name, turned into a woman? No, I'm just...
Is that James Charles?
I forget which one.
Oh,
you
you're talking about Bruce Jenner.
Listen, no, he's talking about Caitlyn, okay?
Damn it.
Strong woman, Jacob.
Yep.
God, be freaking respectful.
Golly. My bad. Talking out of turn.
Thank you.
You're not doing a good job with our circus.
Letting all the monkeys out. Way too soon.
Golly. We're just getting started here.
Let's be honest, though, dude. If there was a trans athlete that would just dominate. Talk about if Caitlin would have transitioned back in her.
You about said Bruce.
I don't know the difference, dude.
But I didn't. All right.
I thought Caitlin was
I knew better than to dead name like that. Okay.
I thought Caitlin was one of the daughters. I don't know enough about it.
No.
Okay, that's worse than my comment. You know,
listen, he's just not caught up. All right,
I really am not. Caught up. I don't know these people enough.
Caitlyn Jenner is one of the foremost white athletes of our time. Thank you very much. All right,
I'm sorry.
Was it the 80s?
I'm sorry.
The 80s.
Was
it dominant 80s Olympic athlete that dominated in the male category? Because was a male at the time. Now is a lady and is strong and independent.
Thank you for correcting me. And I'm glad that I have this information.
And we
want to
talk about Olympic athletes that are...
Hey, 1976.
So late 70s Olympic icon, formerly known as Bruce Jenner, that is now Caitlyn Jenner.
I forgot about that.
Could you imagine if that transition happened then? The records that would have been shattered.
Would the world be able to, like, deal with that at this time? Because the rest of the world's kind of like...
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? That
the world, if Caitlyn Jenner was a thing in the late 60s in the Olympics, maybe.
Huh. I never even thought about such a thing.
Well, that was a different time.
I know.
The late 60s were a wild time. Wow. And our generation did not experience it. But I feel like our parents' generation just forgets completely about how wild the late 60s were. You go back and look at it.
Even our parents, they were...
The records that would have been shattered, boys.
Be more our grandparents now.
It would be, I guess, our grandparents more. Yeah, that's true. I had some older grandparents, though. They would have been in their... Well, no, they'd have been in their 30s.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, it would have been our grandparents. Our grandparents would have lost their minds.
They would have lost their
minds. Oh, my gosh. They would have lost their minds.
We're kind of losing our mind.
What? A little bit.
It's not even just
every day
either, like America. Like, the rest of the country is participating. Like,
no, everybody's participating.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's all part of,
like,
the circus.
It's just like...
We're just collectively losing our mind into rot and decay and brain rot.
Skibbity.
This episode of This Podcast Has a Table is brought to you by Sigma Cellular. Gah! Look at this awesome fat new deal on a cell phone plan. With hella low prices of only $49.99 a month, keep your mewing streak going with this new monthly plan that'll have you risen the bitches while other cell phone companies will leave you feeling hella Ohio. Get Sigma Cellular today. Use code SKIBBITY to save 69% on your first 6 months when you switch today.
Thank you, Sigma Cellular.
What a deal.
What a deal.
What a deal.
All right, so
it's got me rizzed up.
But anyway, the Kardashians just come up because they've been honestly at the forefront of,
you know, and
the influencer community since the internet.
Prior celebrities,
they kind of started it in a way. You know, like, internet was like coming up at that point.
They were on the forefront of it. They really were. They were one of the first to really.
When did that show come around?
Meet the Kardashians thing?
I don't know what it was called.
Do you remember that?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's been around for a while.
Let's see.
Jacob.
I got you, man. 2007.
You say a Hulu show?
Well, it was Keeping Up on, like, E for, like, 15 years or 10 years or something, and then it switched over to Hulu.
Yeah, 20 seasons, 2007.
20 seasons?
Wow. They do. Is it just a season a year?
It can't be. I mean,
well, it has to be, I guess.
No, it can't be. It's 2007.
That's still a long time,
that's
though.
That's 7 years.
That's primal YouTube right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's still before internet. But still, they transitioned very well into the internet influencer era.
Yeah,
100%.
They probably did it the best out of a lot of people.
I think so. All you got to do is have a sex tape.
Right?
That helps, seeing how the internet is mostly
made up
of porn.
People miss this. No, you're missing a step. You have to kind of already be famous first before your sex tapes makes you ultra famous.
Or you just have a sex tape with somebody that is famous.
Exactly. No, but you need the already
famous. I think
famous.
You guys
you're
are missing
exactly
out.
Right.
All you have to do is say a couple words and you're famous now. Like, Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua.
It's true.
It is true.
It is very true.
if there was ever just a lucky lucky draw of the deck, man. I hope she realizes it.
God,
I just hope she realizes it.
I'm going to pull out these words.
She can cash in all she wants. That's fine.
Hey, man,
I get
don't
it.
Even care. Like,
I don't
write
either.
Write it. Do good for your life, girl. I don't know you, but...
That's fine. Just please recognize how freaking lucky you are. Oh, my God.
And I really can't believe people... like keep up with her because of that. It doesn't really
it's nothing.
It doesn't really make sense.
What is there past that? It was a good funny little thing, but like what else are we doing?
If we're really being honest, it's her let's get ready to rumble.
Ready what?
Let's get ready to rumble. You have what's the let's get ready to rumble guy? What's his name?
Let's get ready to rumble.
Trademarked by that guy whose
name good.
I can't think of.
That was good.
Thank you. Michael Buffer.
Thank you.
She's just a female Michael Buffer. She's just hers was Hawk Tua, and that's her version of Let's Get Ready to Rumble in a way.
And not in front of thousands of fans. Right?
Exactly. Well, on a sidewalk. Eventually. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But she didn't know it.
She didn't know it. But one and the same in its own way, really. I'm just saying, if your lady looks at you and says Hawk Tua, that's her version of Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
So. That's true. That is true.
That's all I'm saying. So.
She better spit on that thing.
Beautiful.
Gosh. Beautiful. Grotesque.
The guy who asked her that question really got left out of the loop.
Oh, yeah.
He really did. He does not get the credit.
Who is that guy?
Yeah, does anybody never know his name? You know his name?
Look up.
I don't know.
Look up interviewer of Hawk Tua.
I'm going to. We need to shout this guy
out.
Yeah,
this guy needs his shine from these very few people that will see this first episode. All the recognition we can give him.
Thank you again for the sponsor.
Yeah. That's right.
You know,
thank you to Sigma Cellular
for
their continued dedication to top-tier wireless cellular service.
Dude, they're not the alpha and they're not the beta. They're the Sigma.
They are the Sigma.
Man, it's hard to find him.
You did.
It is hard to find him. Unfortunate for that guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on, man. We need the shout out.
I know. Okay.
He wasn't even...
We need real people getting famous here.
Dang.
We don't need
so
all this crap.
Him. Yeah, no. That should be the first thing that comes up in Google.
I'm gonna try to find it, too. This is great podcasting.
Should I start playing on my phone, too? Like,
give us some theme music.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay. Tim and DTV. That's the name of the...
Tim Dickerson.
Is that Tim Dickerson? Okay.
And Darius Marlowe. Shout out Tim Dickerson and Darius Marlowe.
For
making this girl famous. It's all on you guys. You don't get the credit you deserve.
You better
you are
get
the
royalties.
Real heroes of our culture and society.
I don't
society.
Know if it's true or not, but I heard that she was suing him for that, too.
She's suing them?
Yeah.
She better just give him money.
I don't know if that's true or not.
All right. Remember when I said she better realize how lucky she better realize how lucky
I
she
been
is
spreading a rumor,
and
man.
And thank her lucky stars for Tim Dickerson and Darius Marlowe. Okay,
man, Mr. Dickerson.
Ridiculous.
Tim and DTV.
That's right.
Let's go.
Tim and DTV. Shout out. Never seen any of your work except for that. But shout out. Real heroes.
Yeah, made a famous person.
You're welcome.
It's not true.
Not true.
All right, correct us.
Okay, so it was a rumor.
She shut down that claim that she... Oh,
okay.
All right. Okay.
Rumors. Thank you for realizing.
All right, Dakota's a liar. Sorry.
I think her name is Haley something. Is Haley something. Thank you for realizing what you got and dispelling those horrible rumors about yourself.
Dude, I hear so much stuff all the time. I don't know what's real. Like we were talking about earlier. Like
we're just... this.
I don't know.
It's a magic show at the same time. Sometimes you get magic at the circus.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's real and what's...
Why is there a mime?
Yeah. Why is there a mime at the circus? Nobody likes mimes. Why am I kind of still entertained
by
the
mime? And then it's like, why did we come to the circus? It's like, what? What kind of show is this?
Circuses abuses animals. It abuses so many things, yet we still buy tickets to the circus. They hung an elephant in Irwin. Had nothing probably to do with the circus. I don't know the full story. Wild story they hung an elephant, though.
That is really wild.
Probably doesn't have much
to
do
about
with
that?
This.
Yeah, it stepped on somebody, right? A kid or something?
Stepped
right?
on the tamer.
I think it actually, it was being abused, and it had enough. And I think it killed the trainer guy.
Oh, it wasn't a kid?
No, I don't think it was a kid. I think it killed the trainer guy. and you know, I want a little bit of Rampage, and they had to hang it with a crane.
Well, they didn't have to do that. They wanted to show. They wanted to. Well, they wanted to show.
I will save
your yeah
my card for a later date.
I don't know.
But they didn't have to hang the elephant. I agree with them. They will learn about the cards later, but I will save it for a later date. They didn't have to hang.
A better way to kill an animal.
We will say they didn't have to hang the elephant.
Let's hang it with a crane.
I'll concede to that notion. They didn't have to. They could have put it down another way.
You're right.
But they in their pride, they had to.
Just could not find a sturdy enough tree.
Just a little up the road from our studio here in Greenville, Tennessee, there was an elephant hung by a crane in Irwin, Tennessee, because it stepped on its trainer, and the populace decided that would be justice. And that's what they did.
And everybody gathered around to watch an elephant get hung.
Well, let's be honest. This goes back to the
spectacle. You can find a picture of it online, too,
We'll show you a picture.
Yeah.
You would go to that.
I would definitely go to that.
You would and go
I'm,
to that.
I'm no, not honestly, for I don't think I would. I'm not for animal
I
abuse. Really
I would go to that and I would be angry.
Yes.
If I was there, then that's one thing, but I would not seek that. If I heard that's happening,
that's fair.
I would go out of
and
my way.
And
that's
you're living
good.
In that town, you're here like
But
hey.
If I'm already like in town, I'm like, "Oh my gosh, why is there an elephant hanging?" I would gawk. Like,
Randall
what?
Said
what
they're
happened?
Hanging an elephant. What?
What do you mean? Why is there an elephant being? We don't have elephants here.
Yeah. You would go just to see the elephant, and they'd be like, "Oh, they shouldn't do that."
That's no, they shouldn't. They should just shoot.
It's shocking, shocking that an elephant would accidentally step on a trainer, a beast of.
Oh,
that,
it was an
of,
accident,
of
man.
Grace and.
Dude, they were being mean to that thing, and he had enough.
No way.
Bro,
no
he had
way.
Enough. Yes, way.
If you say so.
He didn't have enough peanuts, okay?
That's tragedy.
It is tragedy. It is a tragedy.
Don't abuse animals. It's pretty bad. Thank you.
But everybody would probably watch an elephant get hung, right? I mean, that's.
Really, it's a good metaphor for the times. We're always just watching elephants get hung in day-to-day society and making
what
companies
do you do
millions
about the
of
elephants
dollars.
Being hung?
What do we do about the elephants being hung?
We can't let it happen.
Let it happen. That is the lesson of today. Don't let the elephant be hung in your life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Deep.
All right. One more influencer, because this is probably the biggest one of our time. Some say it could even sway whole nation elections. Some say is the Oprah of the white man.
Mm.
Mr. Joseph... whose middle name I don't know, Rogan.
Ooh.
Ooh.
The whole experience.
The whole experience of the man, the myth, the legend, and the number one podcast in the world.
Which probably should be.
Yeah, it's a good podcast.
Great podcast.
Yeah, very interesting. Has very interesting characters on. The criticism of Joe Rogan that I have heard is just, will seek intriguing conversation, and that's the entire purpose, because the man is a comedian for... First and foremost,
yes, yeah.
As he would even admit, but will then delve into topics that could then have consequence and influence. And that is where we get into the gray area of what it means to be an internet influencer, is when you get into the gray areas of what your influence actually influences.
So, but to hear, I will try to defend Joe Rogan a little bit in that aspect.
That's fine.
Because he does try to do all the research. They try to get all the facts and everything. And he tries not to speak on, like... He lets his guests do like a lot of the.
Oh
life.
Yeah,
like,
he lets them lead a lot. And that's
yeah,
the
so
thing.
So in that aspect, like I mean, I feel like he's trying to do everything he can to like you know.
He's looking for the truth, like everybody's looking for. Like we said earlier, this inauthentic.
I lean more towards the benefit of the doubt on him. I really do because I do like his
and he even and with he, the Trump thing, he wanted to get Kamala on.
I know he did. I
don't even know about that.
Yeah, he had Trump on. He tried to get Kamala on. And Kamala wanted him to come there. And like he was like, no, it has to be here.
It was a whole...
Why would she not want
to
do
and she
that?
Only wanted to do like 45 minutes, I think. And he was like, this has got to be a couple hours. Like,
yeah. And I don't want to get too deep on the podcast or the political
side of
it. Did
Trump go all the way through with him?
They did like 3 hours.
They did like 3 hours.
3 hours, wow.
I think the thing about... The one thing I'll disagree with, and again, this is the political end, and we can blow right past it. We don't have to get caught up on this. It's kind of weird how
I think it's just, again, it goes back to that influencer space of the people you hang around and how they can influence you. Because this is a guy that also used to talk up someone like Bernie Sanders a lot.
Oh, yeah. Too. He still likes Bernie Sanders.
No, I know. But it's you see what I'm saying? It's kind
of
weird.
He's got open up of mind to accept.
Yeah, exactly. That's what. Yeah,
I know. But I guess that goes back to the point of like,
if you don't listen,
there's probably
everybody.
A little more research you could do if you're just flirting on that line of that. It just sounds like you just like shit that sounds good from a political perspective.
But you should, right? Like, I mean, that's really what you should try to go toward is like whatever sounds the best policy wise, right? Like,
well, no, not sounds the best policy wise. I think it's more of just what vibes better. Populism is a big thing in the political world right now, and it's vibes. Populism is all vibes.
So are you trying to infer that Joe Rogan is leaning a little toward more conservatism to get views?
Not to get views. No. Joe Rogan got, and I think unfairly, even if I disagree with him on it, unfairly attacked for his. I know, I'm just trying to get it at my good angle.
Settle down, buddy.
Thank you. I hear you. Unfairly attacked during the whole COVID stuff.
Yeah, unfairly.
No, I think unfairly so. And I think that, in just human nature, will lead you to lean on people that support you. So therefore, he leaned on people that supported his view on that more. So therefore, he gets caught up in more of what would be considered the populist conservative universe. Plus, he's friends with... like someone like Dana White, and
but he's friends with a lot of people on both sides.
No, he is, but he runs more in those circles that lean towards someone like Donald Trump. He gets Donald Trump that'll come on his podcast.
And but he was never a big Donald Trump supporter, though.
No, but you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
though?
I know what you're saying.
He feels more friendly with him just because
he did endorse him. Yes.
So therefore, you can ignore all the other stuff that some may consider substantive. Because then you're still leaning on vibes more. I'm just saying, I think, and a lot of people fall into this. Nope, I get it. I really do. I do this sometimes too. Just I feel like he falls on some vibes sometimes.
Well, he's said before he's been pretty much a lifelong Democrat. And he said the party's just kind of like got out of control and he really doesn't feel like he falls in line with
that Democratic
Party anymore.
Well, that's how a lot of people felt, and
that's why they lost the election.
That's kind of how I felt. I voted last election. I did not vote this election.
They've lost it themselves by being the way they are.
Yeah. I think a lot of it is, and unfortunately, I was thinking about this. We'll say political stuff.
Yeah.
Or some other thing. I do think what I was trying to think what sums up the political take of this last election, and I think it was just that Donald Trump and conservatives had a better story. They had a better slogan and a better story.
And the Democrats had a bad campaign, I feel like.
Well, they did. They didn't have a story. You're defending against some forms of inflation, and people are just sitting here saying, did you feel better under the 4 years under Trump or Joe Biden? Ignore context, whatever. It doesn't matter. That plays better. Simple, good, done. So I'll leave it there. We can save all that crap for later. I don't really care about that right now. What I care more about is...
human beings are emotional creatures, though.
They are.
And no matter what...
And that plays into the influencer thing.
Yeah. The human being is more likely to respond immediately off an emotional reaction than it is any other reason. Like, people do not bring their awareness to their emotions most of the time and retract them just for a moment.
They
play off of it immediately.
I wish people would work more. And same with even in my own life on certain things. It's all about we need to... it's just recognizing your reaction before actually reacting.
I agree, and that awareness is very important, but most of the populace doesn't even understand that's a thing.
That's
they
true.
Really don't even know that I'm being reactionary right now.
Yeah, and a lot of people reflect. I will give people grace and the benefit of the doubt. People will be like, well, I was thinking about it more, and I think I reacted poorly to this, or maybe
they don't
didn't
do
mean
it
like that.
In the moment.
They
it's
don't.
Not a
they
momentary
don't.
Thought process.
It's not, and it needs to be more... it needs to be practiced more to be more momentarily of just like step back. Just
step in somebody else's shoes, man. You know, like look at another point of view that you don't agree with and see if there's something on that side that you do agree with. And it might shape your view that you have now, you know, like,
yeah, maybe she don't like to spit on that thing. All right. Look at it from her point of view.
It might still feel good though.
Maybe she should look at it from yours. Okay. And it might still feel good. We don't know. All right.
We're trying to figure that out.
I would call that a pigeonhole, wouldn't you?
I'm gonna retract any comments.
Right yeah. Now. All right. Let's move on. We got a little segment here. Let's play some first word that comes to mind. Since we're doing influencers, we will name some we've already talked about. We will name some we haven't talked about. Some you all probably have no clue who they are, and good on you.
Okay. So what are we doing? First word that comes to mind off of a different word.
We'll go around the circle. So I'll say one. Dakota, you say one, and Jacob,
just
you
a
say
random
one.
Word.
Just a random.
A random word. First word that random. Comes to mind.
How are we going to associate this with our influencers?
Yes.
Are we going to try to pick it together somehow?
Yeah. Explain. Explain yourself and why that's is the word that came to mind.
Is this for influencers?
This is for influencers.
Okay.
Here we go.
I have a word, but I don't know how.
I don't know what. I haven't had a word that comes to mind yet. So waiting on a word.
This is screaming in my head.
I'm trying to think.
I got one.
I know. What you got there? I'm thinking.
So the word is jigsaw.
All right.
Okay, so like the puzzle.
Oh, I was trying to put it off.
No. We're not trying to play a game right now.
Okay.
No, we're trying to. Well, I guess we are kind of. We're trying to piece it together.
Let's play a game.
I don't understand what's happening.
You're just leading into Saw movies.
You took your life for granted.
I need a small bicycle. But I don't. That's the word that's screaming in my head. But this whole entire conversation is a jigsaw puzzle. You know, everything we talk about in the spheres of things is like, well, where the hell does this belong? Does it belong?
Does this piece belong in our puzzle?
Yeah. Like, but the thing is, it does to some capacity. So it does. Where does it belong? How do I fit it into my greater understanding of what is real?
I believe it more to be not a corner piece. I will say a middle between the middle and a corner.
I don't have any other pieces around it yet, so that's a problem. I need some other pieces. So
this journey of this podcast will provide you more pieces to go.
I am absolutely counting on it.
It will.
To get all spiritual on you. It's going to happen. I'm going to get lots of pieces.
This is the first pieces of our puzzle is the internet influencer. Now, I would say in the grand scheme of things, if we're talking about how our society functions, for better or worse, it goes back to what I said earlier. The influencer attracts the eyeballs, which attracts the incentive to buy the products the influencer sells. That then, in turn, gets those people that started those businesses and works for those businesses money, which they then, in turn, can buy things that they need and also get back to the influencer, as is, we'll call it a cycle, the circle of life in that sense.
Is this going back to his jigsaw word?
That's where they fit in the puzzle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they sell the ads,
don't
bro.
Don't disagree with that, because it's like how all these things
in
go
a way,
together.
Someone's got to sell the ads.
And back to the consumer, you're the one that provides that. You're the one that gets to be able to add to that idea.
But we can simplify that. People think the general notion of selling ads and doing that is disgusting. And that is a knee-jerk reaction. I feel that way.
No, I don't think it's disgusting. Like, those people have to make a living somehow. But, like,
exactly.
But this is my thing. I like to focus on, like, smaller influencers in a way. If you want, like, take an example. I'm a Miami Hurricanes fan. I listen to a Hurricanes podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's such a small brand, Jacob.
It's small. The podcast I watch is smaller than the Kardashians. Is that... there you go.
Yeah,
okay, is that better?
The Miami Hurricane brand is not small. I'm pretty sure it's pretty...
Okay, and you can find something that's big that has a small podcast talking about that big something,
go
right?
Balls.
Okay, exactly. Okay, anyway, I listen to a Miami podcast
okay, go ahead.
That's not very big... But I give a lot of attention to that, and they do a good job. And that's what I spend some of my time on. And that's my word is time.
Time.
So,
yeah, that's
time, the real currency
of
life.
It goes right here with us, too. These are all words that are perfectly aligned in our jigsaw puzzle.
Yep, people waste time with influencers. And, I mean, sometimes you can, you know, create.
We can give our time to good, because there can be a good influence, you know.
There can be.
But
or there just has to
doing?
Be one that's not nefarious. Because what you're talking about, I guarantee that their whole thing is just, we love Miami football. Let's talk about some freaking Miami Hurricane football.
Exactly. And they do have ads, but like I said, they're having a couple thousands like people, you know, that views or whatever. It's not like millions and millions of views.
It's just something they're passionate about.
Exactly.
And they're not pushing any kind of nefarious agenda or other product on that. And that's where I think the simple thing is there's such a thing as good and bad business.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
I don't think business is necessarily an evil. It's like money isn't evil, but when you love money so much, it becomes evil.
That you do evil things to get money.
Yeah,
then
exactly.
I believe that's biblical.
It is biblical.
It's biblical. Yes.
There's a lot of biblical things a lot of people need to realize out here because they will really help you with your relationship to the world, but we'll get to that more and more over time.
Good book. the good book for a reason.
It is.
It is.
A lot of good logic that we need to talk about out here.
Now, do they talk about also how just what is their opinion on your defense?
It's bad. It's good. Bad. No, but good. This is the thing. This is like I was talking earlier. It's just all the stunts and stuff we do. Like, just play 11-on-11. Be good, you know. So
that is football. 11-on-11. You're right.
Instead of trying to do extra stuff all the time.
Instead of trying to do all this nonsense. Right?
Exactly.
Well, coach philosophy nonsense.
That's the thing about life, and I think. That's a good example, too. You talking about the simplicity of it is we overcomplicate things with these structures that we think we need to add to or whatnot. But, dude, it really is just the joy of things is what's so good about doing stuff. When you have passion for things,
it
remains
it
without that ill
there's
intent.
There's a purity in the passion is what it is.
No, yeah, and going back to that example, like I said, you play an 11-on-11. You feel like you got a good 11. Like, why don't you play just straight up against the other 11 you're going against instead of trying to be so much better when you can win the game
I'm telling you, side tangent, what we were talking about earlier, these coaches, they have philosophies, and they just are so hard-headed and stubborn, they won't go against their philosophies because they think they have the word of God in their own fucking playbook, and it's ridiculous. It really is. It gets on my nerves. Be adaptable. Be a Nick Saban. That's why he's successful. Learn.
It's they want to get to this next level, and it's just like, just play good.
It's careerism. That's what it is, all right? Focus on the task at hand. Make your team good. Use the tools you have. Focus on being at Miami. Focus on Tennessee. We have Dylan Sampson. He's our only bit of offense on Tennessee. Let's open up the playbook, coach. You're good. I want to keep you around for a while. Thank you, Josh.
Tad, are you a Vols fan?
I love Tennessee.
I don't know. It sounds like they're volunteering to lose a lot.
They are frustrating to watch sometimes, but we are at the – listen. Taylor, you will attest to this. Producer Taylor Johnson, you will attest to this. The most frustrating 8-2 Vols I've ever seen in my life. We could definitely be. Oh, my gosh. Just heart attacks every week. But God love them. Passion. Love it. Yeah.
That's where it's at. You have to be passionate about stuff and joyful because, like, what else are you going to do with it?
Exactly.
But be passionate about stuff that's going to, like, better your life or, like,
or anybody around you.
Or anybody around you.
Instead of wasting
your
time.
Be aware of what you're promoting.
What's
aware
a waste
of what
of time?
You're doing.
What's a waste of time, Jacob? Let's hit it. Let's destroy it.
If it's not bettering you or somebody else around you or your life, I feel like almost it's
Amen.
A waste of time. And no, that could be anything,
no, I
though.
Agree.
No, like, happiness is not, okay. I feel like it's not okay. Wasting your time. Like, I feel like if something is making you happy.
I agree.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There we go. I was going to say, if you're... The happiness is, in a way, bettering yourself in the moment.
You need that. Yeah, you
but
need
that.
But that
happiness
in your
life. Also is not a goal to be had. It's,
no, no, no. It's just,
as a product
it's just,
of
it's
it.
Just a moment in time to be enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a first bite into a Krispy Kreme donut.
Just make sure you don't
just
get it all mixed
enjoy
up.
It, but you probably shouldn't eat all 12 of those donuts at once.
Yeah.
That is when we're talking about gluttonous behavior.
Yeah.
And it's not good. There we go.
Maybe,
life is balanced.
Maybe two donuts.
Yin and yang.
But I don't recommend it.
Maybe three.
Maybe three.
All right, buddy.
Depending on the time. If you have worked out that day and or ran, maybe you can do three. You need calories, okay?
Oh, if I'm working out,
I
might
know,
be four
bro.
Or five.
I would be,
you
so,
might be
so,
four or five.
Yeah. I'd be so now sick if I ate that many. Honestly, I couldn't
I don't
imagine
know.
Eating all that glaze.
I've got a sweet tooth, dude. I love some.
I love a sweet. I have a sweet tooth, too, but I'm more of a chocolate kind of guy when it comes to that.
Oh, yeah, chocolate.
I agree. That. Like a Mr. Beast bar.
Wouldn't say
actually
that.
Not. This is the thing about the Mr. Beast bar. It's just a
it's
chocolate
okay.
bar.
It's just,
just
a
chocolate
it's a
bar.
Good milk chocolate bar, but
I'm not big on milk chocolate
branding.
Anyway, though.
It's I prefer a darker chocolate.
Yes, 100%.
So.
I disagree. I do like some milk chocolate.
See, I like that bitterness, though. I like a
I
little bit of bitter.
I do, too.
Little bit of bitter.
I like a good Hershey's dark chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of bitter.
That's not that
bit of
that's really
can
not.
You
it's
that out for us?
It's mostly
no free ads.
It's mostly espresso in here. It's espresso and oat milk.
That's right. That's right. It's espresso and oat milk. Okay,
dude.
From wherever
and
this
ice.
Came from.
I got a
and
coffee
ice.
Yesterday at
no
Any Roots. Hey, what's that
no
place?
No coaster on the table. Cool. You know what? This podcast won't have a table for long if it gets ruined.
It's gonna have a table. It's just gonna have rings. That's it.
It's gonna rot through. We're going to have to get another one for too long. You've already ruined it. Look,
thank you, dude.
Look, right there. Well, I don't even... Did you do that, too?
It was over there earlier.
I don't know. I don't trust you.
What's my word?
Yeah, what is your word?
Yeah.
What is my word?
One word. Come on, right now.
You're the one that brought this up.
I know, but
you have to have a word.
Come on. Word.
I thought more in relation word. To influencers.
Okay.
But if I had to, I would.
What
like
could be?
Word, I like your word jigsaw. Okay. But I would say.
Come on.
Quandary. Big word. It's a quandary how I feel about spell the internet
quandary.
Influencer.
Spell it.
Q-U-A-N-D-R-Y. Was I right?
I'm pretty sure that's right.
Matt is shaking his head no.
I don't think.
A-R-Y.
Quandary?
Quandary.
Is it quandary?
Wait, how'd you say it?
Quandary.
Yeah. Quandary! All right, Tad, don't say words if you can't spell them.
That is not fair, all right? I have to teach kids how to read, and they can't always spell the words, but that doesn't mean they can't read them and know what they mean, okay?
I support
it. And that's the quandary. And that's the quandary of it all. Big word. Learn it. We'll put up a definition.
What is it?
Get it?
What's the definition?
Boo! Bad producer. Boo. Hand it. Hand him the phone. Hand him the phone.
Okay.
No. Put it in. See, can we get the AI voice?
Okay, yes.
This is an internet
Wait,
show.
Wait, no, this might just say...
If we don't have an internet show on YouTube that doesn't have some AI voice, then what are we doing?
Quandary. No, okay. It won't say the actual definition,
quandary.
Though. It is a state of perplexity or uncertainty over what to do in a difficult situation.
There we go. And I think that fits the internet influencer culture perfectly. I don't know what to do with half of this. Because some of me... some of me... Bro, I was rudely interrupted by myself. Some of me sees it as... A little bit of a necessity for how even our society functions. But again, it just goes back to what you're doing and how you're doing it.
As much as you hate what I'm about to say, some people, it's going to be true.
Hate it?
Just bear with me for a second.
It's not hate.
These people,
holding on.
Give them some tough people love. Are leaders, even if they're leading people the wrong way. And people are missing a lot of stuff. A lot of people look for somebody to provide value to them in whatever it may be. And those people, they lead them into a lot of bad places, but...
Be a good leader.
But those people never are, though. That's the thing, because...
Well, that's not always true.
The incentive for them isn't, but it's for them to break the incentive.
And that's not going to happen.
I know, and that's the quandary. Thank you for us.
I can't rely on you, Jacob. It's not going to happen. You're never going to do good, are you? Never.
I won't ever. Well, okay. I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah. You better shut up.
How dare you marry this podcast?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna say anything.
No, it's
Listen,
real though.
I get it. You feel powerless, and these people have the power. All right. They misuse their power when you hope they would do for better, but the incentives are lined up against them. Why can't they be better people? Why can't they? But it starts at the base of the pyramid.
I think
yes,
they're being
the
best.
Yes, it
does. The base
of the pyramid. Everybody be better. If you're better, then those people will
better.
Have to be better.
Better.
Because they will not get your eyeballs. They will not get your influence.
Better. Just hold influencers to higher standards, and that would solve a lot of the problems.
But you know what they're going to say? Why?
If you care about...
Tell me why.
If you care about having good leaders, then that's why. So.
Good answer.
All right, thank you.
I just want a good answer.
Okay.
I'm proud of you.
He does good things sometimes.
He does.
Sometimes.
You know what?
This is not a podcast about me.
I'm going to bring it up more than sometimes.
That was good stuff.
Most of the time.
Pal, don't call me pal. Well, actually, you can. We're pals.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Pal.
All right.
That's good.
All right. What time are we at?
About 55 minutes.
About 55 minutes.
Jacob, what's your word?
What's what?
Yeah, what's your word, Jacob?
I said my word already.
Yeah, he said...
Tom.
Tom. Yeah. We got jigsaw. We have quandary and time. What words of mind?
I mean, those are one and the same, though. Honestly,
they are.
They are
telling
the same story.
Yeah,
I think we're on the same page here. Reading the same book.
It's a good book, honestly. Sometimes I wince when I read it, but
oh yeah, some chapters are a little.
Sometimes you need the wince.
I'm just like, oh my gosh. Okay, that's enough for today. Yeah, let's put that away.
All right. Thank you all for joining today. We will see you next time.
Woo-woo!